اللهم صل على سيدنا سلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نوايت الأربعين، نوايت الاعتكاف، نوايت الخلوة، نوايت العزلة، نوايت الرياضة، نوايت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. إن شاء الله in this session we continue تفسير سورة الكوثر. We explained last night the first, last time the first and the second. And we will continue the second bit with it and the third one. InshaAllah, I will ask Sheikh Sahih Mahmoud to say this.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر. إن شانئك هو الأبتر. صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described in this surah how much he gave Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the, he granted him the abundance. And we explained that before. And because kawthar is has two meanings. Kawthar is from the abundance, too much. And the other meaning that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned is the river of kawthar. And we explained that already. And the second verse he said, therefore to thy Lord turn in prayer and sacrifice. When Allah gave you the abundance, so what you have to do now is pray for and one heart sacrifice. And we explained last time that the importance of prayers. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not, Allah is not saying here to Prophet only, Fasali Rabbika, pray to him and sacrifice. Already obligations are obligations. You have to pray. So when he's saying Fasali means make more nawafil, we voluntarily worship him. Means pray for your Lord. The things that he didn't ask you, you do for his love. Means do more of what is being asked from you. Not I am only doing my five prayers and running away as if I am not concerned with anything else. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was praying until his feet were swollen. And when he was asked why, Ya Rasulullah, Allah has given you innocence from everything. You are ma'soom. You are protected. You go to paradise. He said, you don't want me to be a thankful servant to my Lord? It's today what we are doing. We are praying and running. And look, فَصَلِّي لِرَبِّكَ. He said, pray to your Lord. The importance of prayer, no one can imagine. What Allah said when to the believers, when he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Allah and his angels are praying and praising the Prophet. O mu'min, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا. Allah said to Prophet here, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ. Pray to thy Lord. Allah is telling us, your prayer on Prophet is very valuable. He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O believers, صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ. Pray on Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look how much it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very precious to pray on his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is very difficult to meditate on that if you are not really understanding how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants his servant to be nearer to their Lord through their worshipness by praising his Prophet. It's the most important. Why? Because which prayer is better? Allah's prayer or your prayer? Allah's prayer. mean Allah's blessing. Prayer here is, from Allah is blessing. From us is worship. So he said, according to the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Man salla alayhi marra, sallallahu biha alayhi ashr." Anyone pray on me one time, Allah pray on him 10 times. So if your prayer as an individual is not worthy toward Allah's prayer on you. So to pray on Prophet one time, Allah is praying on you 10 times by sending His mercy. Which prayer is better? So when you do your obligation, you are rewarded because you did your obligation. It's an obligation. You will five prayers. But praying on Prophet, you will get Allah's prayers also. You cannot get it from anywhere else. Allah's prayer on you is when you pray on His Prophet. That's why He said, "Fasalli li rabbika," pray to your Lord. Means, pray to your Lord that He has granted you that cannot be granted and sacrifice for His sake. What Allah granted? What Allah granted to His Prophet? أَلَنْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. He saw you orphan, He sheltered you. He gave you shelter. Orphan, what's orphan? It's not orphan from father and mother. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam means orphan means someone when everyone has love to his father and mother, is not? But when it comes to dunya, he loves dunya more than father and mother. يَوْمَ يَفُرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. In the day that a person, individual, in the day of judgment, when he is running away from his brother, from his mother, from his father, from his wife and his children, say, "Myself, myself." In dunya, you don't care for your brother, you don't care for your father. This is in dunya. What do you think about akhirah? You only care for your bank accounts. You don't care for your wife, you don't care for your children, as long as you have. So means your real father and mother is the self, is the ego. And Allah said to Muhammad أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا. So means he was the Prophet, disconnected himself from the desire of his ego. And he disconnected himself from this, the wealth of this dunya. He became like someone who has nothing to depend on except Allah. So he was as an orphan in dunya, means not concerned with this dunya. This dunya doesn't mean anything to him. Not like his father, not like his mother. He disconnected himself completely from dunya. When he became orphans of dunya, from dunya, Allah gave him shelter of akhirah. He gave him everything. He sheltered him. He gave him all knowledge. He gave him the safety boat. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمْ أَنَّ حَمَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ. It is in Surah Yasin, a sign for them that we have carried for them their descendants, their children in the boat of safety. وَخَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ. This is, he is describing about Sayyidina Nuh. And he said, وَخَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِنْ مِثْلِهِ مَا يَرْكَبُونَ. And we have created from that boat, a symbolic one, for them to, what to say, sail on it. And who is that? Is Muhammad. So anyone hook himself in the engine of Muhammad, he is saying. So that's why he said, أَلَنْ نَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَوَى. He saw you disconnecting yourself from dunya, He gave you the safety boat for to take to go for akhirah, whatever you want in dunya and akhirah. And after that, what he said? وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا عَلَى نَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَأَوَى وَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. He saw you عَائِلًا means you have a family and you want to raise them. What he gave you, he gave you wealth. وَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. He saw you need provision. He gave you for to raise your family. Who is the family of Prophet? He died, he was born, he said, my ummah, my nation. In his life, he's saying, my nation. When Israel came, the angel of death, he said, what about my nation? Judgment day, he's saying, my nation. So what Allah said, okay, he saw you, Aylan, means he saw you taking care of all the ummah. He provided you with the wealth of akhirah to give them. That's why he gave him the abundance. The abundance. He gave him so much. That Surah Duha explained that. أَلَمْ يَجْدِكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. So he saw you orphan from this dunya, you disconnected yourself completely, he gave you the shelter of akhirah. He saw you looking for the right path, guidance, he guided you. He gave you ulum al-awwalin wal-akhirin. He opened everything for you. When he opened for everything for you, you begin to say, oh Allah, I want my ummah. So you became like your ummah is your family. So he gave you wealth. What is the wealth? The wealth of akhirah. He gave you paradise, shafa'ah. And that's why he said to him, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. With what Allah gave you of favors, of rahmah, tell to people. That's why he said to him, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ يَا مُحَمَّدُ. I gave you, pray to your Lord, and sacrifice. What sacrifice? Sacrifice anything in this dunya for his love. Means even sacrifice your benefit, yourself, for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Prophet sacrificed everything. His life was a sacrifice for the whole ummah. So, fasalli the Rabbika wanhar, therefore to thy Lord turn in prayer and sacrifice. Means sacrifice. Go and slaughter the best of you have. What is the best of they have, the Arabs at that time? Are the camels. Not the sheep, because the camel is huge. Sacrifice that camel in Allah's way. And give to those who are in need. That's the literal meaning. The spiritual meaning means, Ya Muhammad, sacrifice what Allah has given to you, share it with the ummah. And that's why he said last time that he shared with his ummah his life. When angel of death came to him and he said, Ya Muhammad, you want to stay, you stay. You want to go to your Lord? Allah ordered me. It's up to you. He said, no, I go. Why Prophet decided to go on age of 63? Many scholars and awliya, they say that Prophet wanted to share his life because Allah gave a long life. But he wanted to cut it to share the rest of his life with his ummah. Means to give out of his life this one second, this 10 seconds, this one 10 hours, this one hour, this one to share with his ummah. That's out of the sacrifice. When you sacrifice your life for others to share it with them, that's what's important. Say, okay, I don't want to live in, it's enough. I want to, that balance of my life, that to the real aid, because Allah said to them, you want to stay, it's up to you. You can. He said, no, I'll go. But that part that you provided it to me, I wanted to everyone to carry that light of my age. That minimum. So when Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in judgment day appear, the believers, mu'min, in front of Prophet, they will be carrying that light of from the age of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like what you have, something in dark night, you have a small lamp glowing. Everyone can see it from far, like a candle. You have it in a big room, and you have a small candle. Anyone enter, he can see that. So in that big, unlimited area where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to judge the people, in that big difficulty, the Ummatul Nabi, the believers, mu'mins, that believed in Prophet, will be coming like lights on top of them, like stars in dark nights. That's from the barakah of that age of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So ya Muhammad, give donation or charity on those needy from the ocean of generosity and mercy that Allah provided to you. Share it with them. You are وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you mercy for humanity. From that mercy that is going on you in that time frame that you sacrifice it for the ummah, give from that to them. Let them be under dressing that mercy. Who can dress? Who can do it by himself? Without what Allah is giving hints in these verses, teaching us how much the Prophet ﷺ has been raised up, has been perfected, has been honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, one half sacrifice. He said, O mu'min, that verse also to us is to sacrifice means to sacrifice to kill the bad in yourself and bring the good up. And the ego is considered like a camel, as we explained in Surah Al-Shams. Naqatallahi wa suqyaha. The camel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gave to you. The spirit is like a camel. Because the best of with the Arabs in their life was the camel. If someone has camels, you say he's rich. Means you are rich with that picture of camel. Means that spirit that I gave to you, the goodness that I gave you, that property of mind that I gave to you, O human being, give it in my way. One half, sacrifice it in my way. How to sacrifice it? To put evil down and to bring good up. That's why it is said that sacrifice the camel of your ego by putting the spiritual righteous spirit, means by putting your right hand, right side, that describe the good side, over the left side that describe the negative side. And that's why in prayer we put the right hand over the left, because Allah doesn't like leftists. Ashabu yamini, we said,
وأصحاب اليمين ما أصحاب اليمين وأصحاب اليمين ما أصحاب اليمين في سدر مخضود وطلح منضود وظل ممدود وماء مسكوب وفاكهة كثيرة لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة وفرش مرفوعة إنا أنشأناهن إنشاء فجعلناهن أبكارا عربا أترابا لأصحاب اليمين ثلة من الأولين وثلة من الآخرين وأصحاب الشمال ما أصحاب الشمال في سموم وحميم وظل من يحموم لا بارد ولا كريم إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك مترفين وكانوا يصرون على الحنث العظيم وكانوا يقولون أئذا متنا وكنا ترابا وعظاما أئنا لمبعوثون أو آباؤنا الأولون قل إن الأولين والآخرين لمجموعون إلى ميقات يوم معلوم.
الله سبحانه وتعالى is describing Ashab al-Yamin, the people of the right, from the people of the left. Allah doesn't like the leftist communist. Anything that is what you call today is leftist, as if it's completely out of question. Allah likes only people of right, and that's why you put always the right hand over the left hand. And look what he said in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. He read it the Arabic, I would say the English quickly, because we are not explaining that surah now, but we are explaining فَصَلِ رَبِّكَ وَرْحَمْ pray to thy Lord and sacrifice. As we came up to sacrifice, is sacrifice your ego to bring up the good over the bad. By putting the right hand over the left hand means you increase the right what Allah likes of that spirituality, of that light of spirituality, against the left which describes the physicality, the bad desires. And he said, then there will be the companions of the right hand, the people of the right, Ashab al-Yamin, the people of the right. What will be the companions of the right hand? And Allah is questioning. And he said, he answered. And the companions of the left hand, what will be the companions of the left hand? And those foremost in faith will be foremost in the hereafter. Means these are the people of the right hand. These will be those nearest to Allah, in gardens of bliss, a number of people from those of old, and a few from those of later times. They will be on couches encrusted with gold and precious stones. Allah is encouraging you, is giving you how much he's going to give you. Because every person in dunya thinks about gold and precious stones and couches and in the desert. So Allah is giving them description in order, in their way of understanding. Reclining on them, facing each other. Round about them will serve youth of perpetual freshness with goblets, shining beakers, and cups filled out of clear flowing fountains. No after ache will they receive therefrom, nor will they suffer intoxication. And with fruits, and they may select, and the flesh of food, and any that they may desire. And there will be companions with beautiful, big, and lustrous eyes, like into pearls, well guarded. A reward for the deeds of their past life. These all the people of the right. No frivolity will they hear therein, nor any mischief. Only the saying, peace, peace. The companions of the right hand, what will be the companions of the right hand? They will be among not trees without thorns, among tall trees with flowers or fruits, piled one above another. In shade long extended, by water flowing constantly, and fruit in abundance, whose season is not limited, nor supply forbidden. And on couches raised high, we have created them of special creation, and made them virgin pure and undefiled, full of love for their mates, equal in age, for the companions of the right hand.
Allah.
A goodly number from those of old, and a goodly number from those of later times. And now he comes to say about the left hand. The companions of the left hand, what will be the companions of the left? They will be in the midst of a fierce blast of fire, and in a boiling water, and in the shades of black smoke, neither cool nor refreshing, for that they were wont to be indulged before that in sinful luxury, and persisted obstinately in wickedness supreme. And they used to say, what when we die and become dust and bones? They cremate them, to make them dust. Shall we then indeed be raised up again, we and our fathers of old? Say yes, those of old and those of the late, of later times, and will certainly be gathered together for the meeting appointed for a day, one known. Then will ye truly, O ye that go wrong and deny the truth, ye will surely taste of the tree of Zakum. And Allah continued describing in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Surah 56, continue describing that from verse, Allahu Akbar, from verse 8, it goes all the way nearly to verse 61-62. So he said that put your right hand, which represents the spiritual aspect of your life, the good one that comes from heaven, over the left hand that you have described, that describes the physical body. The physical body means the good desire of the ego and the bad desire, because there is nafsul mutma'inna, peaceful ego. There is the bad ego. So always come with the power of spirituality. And that's why spirituality is very important as Quran described it. Maqamul Ihsan, the state of perfection. Always make it more stronger than the physical desire of the body. And then by this, and try to move, make that, and try to move that power of goodness over power of badness by sacrificing the badness by the soul of the goodness and kill it completely to yourself. And that's why he said Allah to Prophet, أَلَمْ تَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وَزْرَكَ. Didn't we open your heart? Allah opened the heart of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sent Jibreel to clean his heart. That is the one of the meanings. And he said, I gave you ulum al-awwalin, I opened that. Why? Because you've been prepared. O mu'min, follow the footsteps of Prophet. Prepare yourself for such kind of footsteps, to follow his footsteps. By opening, Allah will open your heart for everything. إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرِ. Those who are don't like you, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those whom in their hearts they hate you. Those who describe you as a normal human being. They are abtar. Abtar means they have no one after them. Their fame or they have no followers or grandchildren. Means for he who has thee, he will be cut off from future hope. Means Because in the time of Prophet, they came, one person came to Prophet, and he was discussing with others. That Prophet, when his son died, the son of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Qasim and Ibrahim, when they, he said that who described himself a prophet, he has no more family from male family. It's finished. Allah said that verse. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. So he is telling them, as it is said by the hadith of Prophet ﷺ, that when his son Al-Qasim died, and his son Abdullah bin Makkah, Al-Qasim wa Abdullah bin Makkah in Mecca they died, and Ibrahim in Al-Madinah that he died, Prophet ﷺ, that no one is going to remember him. Because who remembered the father is the children. So he has no more children. They died. No more generation for him. Because when he going to die, no one is going to remember his nasl. Who inherits him, who comes after him. Allah didn't only give him a grandchildren, but he made his grandchildren till the judgment day in hundreds of thousands and millions of numbers. Wherever you go to any country, there are grandchildren of Prophet Sayyid. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing that verse and in that surah to show that the greatness of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam never going to be cut. And we will explain this next time, inshallah.